News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, in exactly 2 weeks' time, Americans will vote for their 47th president. I caught up with Chris Jackson, ISPOS pollster, a little while ago. I began by asking, with the polls so tight, to talk us through where things stand at the moment.
That's right. With just about 2 weeks ago before the U.S. election, public opinion polls show a very close race nationally, maybe slightly in Harris's favor, but very close. And then in the seven swing states that will likely decide the Electoral College, also very close. Harris, a little bit stronger in the Midwest. Donald Trump, a little bit stronger in the South. Really could be anyone's game come Election Day.
So just going through the, like, there's obviously those seven key states that I think everybody knows about at this stage, even outside of America. Harris seems to be up in Georgia, and we're talking slight margins here, up in Georgia, up in Pennsylvania, up in Michigan, up in Wisconsin, Nevada tied, and Trump up in Arizona and North Carolina. But it's all within the margin of error, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. And I think it's important to remember, even in the poll showing Harris with some small leads and Trump with some small leads, it's all really should be viewed as a tie. And I think it's going to come down to who has the most engaged voters, who essentially shows up on Election Day. That's going to be the thing that makes the difference. And the thing I think it's worth noting is that Harris just needs to win those three Midwestern states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And that gets her to that 270 number she needs in the Electoral College to win the whole thing.
She has more routes to victory than Trump does.
Potentially, though, again, with the race this close, there's many, many routes available to both of them.
Would you classify this effectively as a dead heat at the moment, Chris?
I think it's pretty close to a dead heat. That's right. I think Harris may be a small, small margin, but, you know, 51-49, you know, odds, not anything like a clear lead. I think this is as close to a coin flip as we're going to see.
Is there such a thing as a shy Trump voter? Is that potentially a factor? Could the Trump support be underestimated?
I mean, absolutely there could be, but there could just as easily be a shy Harris voter. You know, I think the shy Trump is an explanation for poll error that we saw in 2016 when the polls thought that Hillary Clinton was going to do better, in 2020 when the polls thought that Joe Biden was going to do better. But election polls have done a lot of changes to their methodology to try to correct for that. So I don't really think we're going to see shy Trumpers, if they ever existed. And honestly, having talked to a lot of Trump voters, they're not shy. So I don't think that that's a real phenomenon. But it's definitely a risk of poll errors being the case. But I think it could go either way. It could either be in Harris's favor or Trump's favor.
There has been a lot of talk about how Harris is struggling to attract black voters, particularly male black voters. Any sign of that changing at all, or is that still the case?
So, I mean, I think that it's important to remember that Harris is still winning 8 out of every 10 black voters. She still has overwhelming support in that community. It's just that rather than winning 9 out of 10, she's winning 8 out of 10. And, you know, that's sort of the difference. But she's also apparently struggling to reach Latino men. She, as we were just talking about, has been having some difficulty reaching white, non-college educated men. So it definitely does seem to be a bit of a gendered issue where there are some men that are just not as open to Harris as they might have been to someone else. But also when you talk to people, particularly black men, it's less even about Harris than it is about just sort of a disillusionment with the system writ large, the idea that the system works for them, they don't believe it, and they're sort of willing to be open to a guy like Trump because he's promising to burn it all down.
Okay, finally, Chris, I don't know if you like a flutter at all, but if you were putting a dollar on it at this stage, who would you put it on?
Ooh, I think that's a tough bet. I mean, honestly, right now, given that I think it's actually a coin flip, I'd probably put the money on Harris because the betting markets are actually favoring Trump. So you get better payout that way. But it really is a coin flip. It is 50-50. I think anyone telling you otherwise is trying to sell you something.
And that was Chris Jackson, Ipsos pollster, talking to me a little bit earlier, as you heard him there. It's a 50-50 coin flip at the moment.
Very interesting.
Too close for comfort. Mm.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.